The Director of Community Action at United Way Anchorage, Sarah Sledge, points to a disturbing statistic appearing in the Anchorage School District's latest biannual Youth Risk Behavior Survey.
In the 2009 YRBS survey, 45% of our youth said they felt like they didn't matter to the people in their communities.
So what can concerned adults do to strengthen the bonds between the community and Anchorage's youth? Sledge suggests an important step could be attending tomorrow afternoon's Anchorage United for Youth Community Summit.
Anyone who cares about Anchorage youth and feels like they have anything to contribute to making Anchorage a better place for youth, this does not have to require a huge commitment. There are things that people can do just in their everyday lives that would make a difference for youth. And we're going to have workshops here to help them find ways to do that or to do what they're doing already in a more constructive way, a more effective way.
The summit takes place at the Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center and runs from 12:30 to 4 p.m. It's sponsored by Anchorage United for Youth, a group of about 40 local organizations, agencies, and municipal departments concerned about the city's adolescent and teenage residents. The event is free. Sledge explains that the workshops are designed to have a practical quality. She offers a partial list.
Communicating effectively with adolescents, and that's actually being put on by a team of teen peer outreach workers. But we're also going to have some workshops on helping youth develop the skills they need to go to work, things that average community members can do for youth that maybe they haven't thought of, but just some creative ways that you can help out with kids in, even in your neighborhood.
Sledge reminds adults that neighbors can serve as important mentors, not just parents and others who work or volunteer with youth. She also says communication is a recurring element of the summit.
We're doing two separate panels. The earlier one is talking to youth about their personal stories, where they can tell us the things that helped them move in a positive direction when they did get off track. And then the second workshop will be a panel of adults and the things that they were able to do to help youth.
There's also a topic that often challenges parents and others involved with youth.
Some great people from Clark Middle School, they're going to have a nice interactive session about how we can set reasonable and clear boundaries with youth and using open and supportive communication.
Sledge says the summit wants to poll participants on three questions.
What is great about Anchorage for our youth now? Because we have a lot of wonderful things for our kids here already, some wonderful after-school programs and activities and resources for our youth. But then we're also asking people what needs to be better for our youth. And then the third question is, how can I contribute to this?
Once again, the Summit for Youth takes place tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 4 p.m. at the Dena'ina Center. The event is free, and everyone in the community is invited. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.